On Shabbos, we spoke about the phenomenon of a person needing to prepare for Avodas Hashem. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz explains, Ma shera shifcha bayom, lo royechet lembuzi v'yama. The maimid of Nisim of Kabbalah of Kriyas Yamsuf, that was greater than even what Yechezkel saw. But at the same time, because the shifcha didn't prepare herself, then this ultimate great experience didn't leave any roshim, left no impression on her whatsoever. I want to share with you a story that's in Yana Dioma. Every 7.5 years in Yana Dioma, the story is now 15 years old. No, I'm doing the math wrong. I think it might be 23. Yep, it's 23 years old now. And it's a tremendous part of myself watching my growth, and I think maybe you could garner some lessons from it as well. It's the Siyum HaShas that I spent, in my mind, with Michael Jordan. Here's the story. When I was a young man in high school, the first Siyum HaShas that was even of my memory, which of course now Siyum HaShas is starting, is about to finish and start, the world is about to start again. And I went with my yeshiva, I'm going to have to name the yeshiva, I went with my yeshiva to Madison Square Garden. It was before Siyum HaShas was in 3 or 4 different places, but it had already gotten large enough that it was Madison Square Garden. Last thing in Madison Square Garden was for exciting sports events. And one of the characteristics of the exciting sport event, when you get close to the garden, there are scalpers. Rabosai, my friends and I, because we hadn't prepared at all for what a Siyum HaShas was, we became those Jewish scalpers. Our yeshiva had given us a free ticket to Siyum HaShas. I still remember how much it cost the yeshiva. It was $10 tickets. And amazing, you know, we were hanging around, milling around. I don't think we came there intending to make a business out of it, but we had no excitement. We had no particular excitement. Siyum HaShas didn't mean anything to us. So we were standing around, and then one of my friends sees that the place is sold out, and he sells his tickets to somebody, and he gets quite a bit of money. I sold my ticket for $100. My $10 ticket for $100. I didn't go. I have never been at a Siyum HaShas. And I am waiting for the day that I am no longer a Shifcha Bayam, but I could be zochet to see Siyum HaShas as Yechezkel Lembuzi. You know what I did with it? I took those $100. I went to a store. I bought a Michael Jordan t-shirt. Still remember the t-shirt very vividly. He's dribbling with his left hand. And he's got one finger up in the air. This is at the height of Jordan mania. I bought a few other sports stuff. And I came home. Another important part of the story is my parents' reaction. I told my mother I had enough of a relationship with my parents that I was open with her, what I had done. My mother didn't scream at me. She just said to me, Chai, you know, to her, the idea that I wear a sports icon shirt with a sports icon on it. You know, we used to wear jerseys, but like a picture of Michael Jordan, that had gone too far. And she gave me $100. She said, I want you to take this $100 and put it in the tzedakah. Because my mother had taught me that this was something that was kadosh. I had used it in an inappropriate way. She promised me she would buy me another jersey. I wasn't going to lose because of this consequence. But at the same time, realized that you had gone a little too far. I've never gone to Siyum HaShas. I've decided that I have to wait.
that I have to wait, that the problem beforehand was that I had no appreciation of what it was, and therefore I had totally distorted what it was. I looked at it as just another event. And now I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just started Kliyayin Haaretz recording Daphim and Maseches Brachos to get ahead, and hopefully even to teach the Daph online. And I'm hoping that one day I'll be able to really, really appreciate what it is. We pointed out another occasion that tzaddik is like a tamar, is like a date tree. In order to see fruits, you need, the roots have to grow deep, 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 deep into the ground. If the roots don't go deep, so then what you're left with is nothing much at all. What's also amazing in that story was the person who bought the ticket. It was an Israeli fellow. He appreciated what it was. He was willing to pay 10 times the value because he had understood. He had internalized what the shot was. That's something that I think that the tremendous, tremendous mussar for us. This story is now 23 years old. It hasn't ended. I don't feel that my roots have grown deep enough into the ground to this day to still to appreciate what a Siyum HaShas is. Because I haven't been zochet to do the Daf Yomi. I've already been zochet to learn most of Shas. I've been zochet to teach for many, many, many years. But I don't plan to go to this one. And the reason why I don't plan to, I'm not telling you to not to go at all, but I'm waiting the point. I want to wait 30 years from that story. And then be able to say, that the payros have really come. Now, if that happened to your small Rebbe, okay, I'm not a small Rebbe, but I am your Rebbe. That's taken, it still takes 23 years, and I still don't feel that I'm ready to appreciate the Siyum HaShas. Because of the moment, that original approach that I had, the kavachomer for yourself in certain things. If you're not getting a geshmakik out of the Gemara, if you feel like, why did we have to be medayik again in what the Rosh says? For both, it takes a long, 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 long time before a person really, really sees the payros of something that others had understood was worth $100, was worth 10 times more than its market value. And what I traded it for was an olam hazeh, which made sense to the place that I was at. It takes a tremendous amount of time. Rav Nevin Sal, when he's asked how long it took for him to love Gemara, said something like 15 years or so for him to really, really love Gemara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. The number one, the things that don't have that much meaning to us now, not have meaning for us tomorrow, not have meaning for us in a month from now, not meaning in a year from now, but realize, tzadik hatama yifrach, first the roots have to grow very, very, very deep in the ground. There was a whole cleansing process that needed to take place, which is not done. The story's not even done yet. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ezer Hashem is going to give us time if we ask Him for time. We have to beg Him for time. We have to really, really want it, but not expect to see those payros overnight. So Be'ezer Hashem, those period of time that we felt that we were really closer to Michael Jordan than we were to Rami Bar Papa and to the real, real feeling of Hadron, don't be miyayish. And wait for the right time to cut the payros. And make beautiful goals, and goals that are not a month old, two months old, goals that are 30 years old, 40 years old. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the Yad HaDishmai to grow into true Talmidei Chachamim, to be true tzaddikim, that the Tamar is Yifrach.